expletives in a banana split and serve it to him?
That makes it exciting.
Okay. Who would win in a fight, Superman or Oz?
Definitely Oz.
What is your favorite thing to receive in the mail?
Banana in their pocket.
What is the best pickup line at a bar?
Is that a banana in your pocket?
What's your favorite letter of the alphabet and why?
I would have to say a J because it could be shaped like a banana.
Can you answer questions faster than a speeding bullet?
After I've had a lot of espresso beans, sure.
For Trivia Focus, I'm DJ Albino.
Trivia Focus here on 90 FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point, reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM. WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in Hour 18 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 335 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 20 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 35 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 70 points. Again, the point values for questions in Hour 18 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 335 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 20 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 35 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 70 points. The top 5 team standings as of Hour 18, Question 8 are: In 5th place with 2,975 points is Return of Sloopy X, tied with Network. In 4th place with 3,010 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In 3rd place with 3,125 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In 2nd place with 3,170 points is Knights of Neek. In 1st place with 3,565 points is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's Grocery Bag Giveaway is Particle Truckers in 10th Gear. The Grocery Bag Giveaway is provided by County Market, open 24 hours, and Domino's at 345-0901. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's Grocery Bag Giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's Grocery Bag Giveaway is Particle Truckers in 10th Gear. And now, question 1 of Hour 20 of Trivia 38. Home representatives from this company sold products which arrived in the following gift decanters: Gavel, Tribute, Mallard, and Western Choice. What is the name of this company? Once again, question 1 of Hour 20. Home representatives from this company sold products which arrived in the following gift decanters: Gavel, Tribute, Mallard, and Western Choice. What is the name of this company? Good luck.
Trivia 38. And Bob Daniel.
Thank you.
in the middle of question number one of Hour 20 Trivia 2007. Home representatives from this company sold products which arrived in the following gift decanters: Gavel, Tribute, Mallard, and Western Choice. What is the name of this company? That's it. Phones down in the back. That's it for question number one of Hour 20 Trivia 2007. Home representatives from this company sold products which arrived in the following gift decanters: Gavel, Tribute, Mallard, and Western Choice. What is the name of this company? Avon. Moving on to question two of Hour 20. When a second daughter was born to the former Nellie Shea, she was in a quandary about choosing a name for her new little girl. Nellie had two sisters named Eliza and Susan. She did not want to slight either, so she came up with a name of her own by using part of each of her sisters' names.
In the middle of Hour 20, Question 6, what is the name of the theater which employs fictional character Josh Nichols? Good luck. Okay, phones down. Question 6, what is the name of the theater which employs fictional character Josh Nichols? The answer, the Premier Theater. The Premier Theater. Moving on, question 7. The damsel's injured, out of work, and has bills to pay. She owes rent, car payments, and the like. These all show up in newspaper headlines. What is the name of the newspaper in this Aflac commercial? Please be complete. Okay, again. The damsel is injured, out of work, and has bills to pay. She owes rent, car payments, and the like. These all show up in newspaper headlines. What is the name of the newspaper in this Aflac commercial? And please be complete.
You know what I mean? Lord, you know.
working on question 7, hour 20. The damsel is injured, out of work, and has bills to pay. She owes rent, car payments, and the like. These all show up in newspaper headlines. What is the name of the newspaper in this Aflac commercial? And
my
please
grandpa,
be complete. Good luck.
He's 95 and he keeps on dancing. He's still alive. My grandma, she's 92. She loves to dance and sing some too. I don't know, but I've been told if you keep on dancing, you'll never grow old. Come on, darling, put a pretty dress on. We're gonna go out tonight. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance. All night long. I'm a hard-working man. I'm a son of a gun. I've been working all week in the noonday sun. The woods in the kitchen and the cows in the barn. I'm all cleaned up and my chores are all done. Take my hand and come along. Let's go out and have some fun. Come on, darling, put a pretty dress on. We're gonna go out tonight. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance. All night long. Pumpkin lover, you're my heart's delight. Don't you want to go out tonight? You're such a pretty lady, you're such a sweet girl. When you dance, it brightens up my world. Come on, darling, put a pretty dress on. We're gonna go out tonight. And dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance. All night long.
Phones down. Calling it quits on question 7. The damsel is injured, out of work, and has bills to pay. She owes rent, car payments, and the like. These all show up in newspaper headlines. What is the name of the newspaper in this Aflac commercial? We want you to be complete. The answer is the City Quill. The City Quill.
Yo.
Oh. Yo. 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 What it is?
If I could ever make life miserable for people. You can turn me up on mic 3 there, and up top, turn it down up to mic 3.
Is this something I did?
No, it nothing you
okay,
did.
Okay, oh, good.
Except the committee to punch you in the faces. But
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They don't care which fedora.
No, it doesn't matter. If it's a fedora, they want to get him in the face. A couple of things I have to take care of. Reading the answers to the running question this morning, and also music snippet 1, Tom. If you go in the music snippet, there's a thing that says trivia snippets.
Okay.
We need number 1, snippet 1. Okay? And I'll tell you when to play that. Okay. Running question number 1, what is the name of the band promoted in... number 1 is not accessible because they moved it. Number 2, the answer was The Charge of the Bottle Brigade. Number 3, Charlotte's Web. Number 4, The Reporter. Number 5, Rolling Rock. Number 6, Harp. Number 7, Rutabagas. Number 8, I Hope You Dance. Number 9, Cool Pooch. Number 10, DW. Number 11, Lilac. Number 12, Lewis and Clark. Number 13, for some reason, it fell off. So, number 13 was disqualified as well. Number 14, 5'5". Number 15, Seth Thomas. Number 16, Toddy. Number 17, The Fearless Freaks. And number 18, Lunchtime, Dinnertime, Anytime. Okay, once again, 2 was The Charge of the Bottle Brigade. 3 was Charlotte's Web. 4 was The Reporter. 5 was Rolling Rock. 6 was Harp. 7 was Rutabagas. 8 was I Hope You Dance. 9 was Cool Pooch. 10 was DW. 11, Lilac. 12, Lewis and Clark. 14, 5'5". 15, Seth Thomas. 16, Toddy. 17, The Fearless Freaks. And 18, Lunchtime, Dinnertime, Anytime. For the music snippets, This year's music questions are made possible by grants from Music Quest Musician Supply, 1101 Berlowski Road, Stevens Point, 344-6900. Whether you're an aspiring musician or a seasoned professional, we have the right gear at the right price. Our store, with a new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover. Our store is your store. Grazzi's Italian Grill, fresh from scratch, located at 5327 Highway 10 East, 345-7808, and forthcoming dance space, 841 Clark Street in Stevens Point, 344-6127. Learning to walk sets you in motion. Learning to dance sets you free. And if you would, Tom, would you please play the music snippet number one? Okay, those songs were, and all you had to do was turn in the title of the song, not the artist, but I will give you the title and the artist. First clip was I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire by the Ink Spots. The second was Nathan Jones by the Supremes. The third was Don't Know Why by Norah Jones. Fourth was Running on Ice by Billy Joel. It's a Long Way to the Top from AC/DC. Hello Goodbye by the Beatles. It's All Been Done by the Bare Naked Ladies. And Give It Up or Turn It Loose, James Brown. Once again, those eight clips were I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire, Ink Spots, Nathan Jones, Supremes, Don't Know Why from Norah Jones, Running on Ice from Billy Joel, It's a Long Way to the Top, AC/DC, Hello Goodbye, The Beatles, It's All Been Done, Bare Naked Ladies, and Give It Up or Turn It Loose by James Brown. Finally, thank yous going out for this session's food, Plover's Express Drive-Thru at 344-6165 at 1311 Post Road in Plover. Cousin Subs, 295-9650. They're at 641 Division Street in Stevens Point. Rudy's Red Eye Grill at the Holiday Inn at 345-9808. That's at 1001 Amber Avenue in Stevens Point. And the Water Street Grill, 344-2070, 1410 3rd Street in Stevens Point. Thank you and carry on.
Oh, this is as much fun as it was 30 years ago. Okay, last question. Question 8.
I know.
This fictional exercise was described as a single movement exercise program. In exactly 7 seconds, it exercises each of the body's 656 muscles and places a scientifically determined amount of healthful stress on each of the internal organs. What is the name of this East German developed fictional exercise? Here's a hint. It was developed by Dr. Hans Geldstalen. Okay, quickly again. The fictional exercise was described as a single movement exercise program. In exactly 7 seconds, it exercises each of the body's 656 muscles and places a scientifically determined amount of healthful stress on each of the internal organs. What is the name of this East German developed fictional exercise? And here's a hint. It was developed by Dr. Hans Geldstalen. Good luck on that.
Wanderer, yeah, wanderer, I roam around the round.
Question 8. This fictional exercise was described as a single movement exercise program in exactly 7 seconds. It exercises each of the body's 656 muscles and places a scientifically determined amount of healthful stress on each of the internal organs. What is the name of this East German-developed fictional exercise? And here's a hint. It was developed by Dr. Hans Geldstalen.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
Wrapping it up for me and question 8, this fictional exercise was described